Britain cuts itself adrift from the European Union. By signalling the end of its membership, Britain has casually wandered into a new world of high risk. Stay with us for an analysis by London's Financial Times on the result of the recent referendum in Britain, in which the majority of the British voters voted to leave the European Union. Stay for more. The British electorate has rejected the advice of its own government, most economic experts and international allies, and backed the Brexit campaign to take back control. The will of the sovereign people of Britain must be respected. Britain is now scrambling to reconstruct a government that can exit the European Union in a way that best preserves the country's stability and prosperity. But unless Brexit leaders show a far greater sense of responsibility and honesty than they exhibited during the referendum campaign, then the United Kingdom is in acute danger of losing control. By signalling the end of Britain's 43-year membership of the European Union, Britain has casually wandered into a new world of risk. At one stroke, the vote has shocked global financial markets, shattered relations with Britain's nearest allies, unseated the Prime Minister and jeopardised the continuity and continued integrity of the United Kingdom. The vote is also a bruising blow to the 27 members of the European Union as they grapple with the most severe migration crisis since the Second World War while struggling to repair the damaged Eurozone. Donald Tusk, the President of the European Council, may have exaggerated when he said a Brexit could mark the beginning of the destruction of not only the European Union, but also of Western political civilization. But Britain's decision to quit the EU is the biggest jolt to the continent's political and economic order since the fall of the Berlin Wall. The shockwaves reverberate far beyond Europe. Of all the immediate challenges facing Britain, the financial market turmoil is perhaps the most easily addressed. Intense volatility was inevitable, given how far prices had been bid up in anticipation of a Remain vote and the subsequent uncertainty concerning the economic outlook. The Bank of England's promise to take all reasonable measures to preserve financial stability has begun to settle nerves. Nevertheless, economic risks remain. Business confidence will be battered by the Brexit vote, and many investment projects are likely to be frozen until the outlines of Britain's new trading arrangements with Europe emerge. That threatens to tip the economy back into recession. Moreover, as Mark Carney, the Bank of England's governor, has said, Britain depends on the kindness of strangers to finance its yawning current account deficit. The country's newly estranged international partners and investors, who loudly warned over the dangers of a Leave vote, will be feeling anything but beneficent. The governmental crisis will be harder to manage. The first dilemma is understanding exactly what the electorate meant by backing a Brexit campaign. As is often the way with referendums, the Remain vote was singular, whilst the Leave vote was plural. The result was not a simple rejection of the European Union, but also a howl of protest against the impact of globalisation and migration that has eroded national sovereignty, identity and economic security. Addressing such a deep divide between the government and the governed may be the challenge of a generation, balancing the demands of elderly Leave voters with the ambitions of young Remain voters will only complicate the task. David Cameron, the departing Prime Minister whose miscalculation has triggered these multiple crises, has urged the ruling Conservative Party to choose a new leader by this October. For the sake of clarity, it will be wise to accelerate the process of choosing a new leader. In settling relations with the European Union, David Cameron is keen to play for time and will not immediately trigger the Article 50 clause that sets the clock ticking on Britain's departure from Europe. But the 27 other leaders will understandably put the stability and integrity of the European Union above all other considerations and will try to force Britain's hand a lot quicker. The Leave campaign never specified whether it preferred a Norwegian, Swiss, Canadian, Albanian, or some alternative model of relations with Britain's biggest trading partners in the European Union. Each one of these models will involve a dilution of Leave's loose campaign promises. Which one will prove acceptable to British voters? For all these manifest reasons, the Financial Times strongly supported Britain's continued EU membership. But British voters have decided otherwise, and their views must be respected. Neither side doubts that Britain has weathered many storms before. Over time, the economy will readjust and Britain will find a new, if diminished, place in the world. The best hope, which the Financial Times fervently shares, is that the United Kingdom remains engaged, open and, in the best spirit, pro-European. That way lies the future. Amongst the important points to note is that Britain's NATO membership would not be affected. But the organisation's Secretary-General Jens Stoltenberg made it clear last Wednesday that one of Britain's key roles was as a bridge between the EU and the NATO alliance. That bridge will be gone. Malcolm Chalmers, the Deputy Director General of the Royal United Services Institute, says, "I think it will diminish Britain's influence in NATO, as one of the things it has brought to NATO is its ability to influence and bring along other European member states."